This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It's always so great to have you with us. And once again, our regular, we just absolutely get the best news from, is back with us, Mark Goldman. Mark Goldman is, of course, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR, talk show commentator. He's also, they own a bi-coastal public relations agency that specializes in traditional media placement for law, cannabis-based business, health, authors, so much more. Forbes magazine named them one of America's best PR agency. And welcome back, my dear friend. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, and thank you for having me.
So this is a very exciting first story that you have, and it's breaking news. So if you haven't heard, listen up, because Mark is bringing us some of the popping stories in the world of cannabis today.
This is such big news, Frankie, and I'm so excited to report it this morning, this afternoon, whatever. So a new Republican-led push to legalize marijuana in the United States was unveiled this week by the U.S. Rep. Nancy Mace from South Carolina, raising industry hopes that some form of bipartisan marijuana legislation can pass Congress. When I saw this, I was screaming. I was clapping. You had to see me. Anyway. The 131-page State Reform Act showcased during a Capitol news conference would remove marijuana from the list of federally controlled substances and allow state governments to continue leading the way on cannabis reform. Frankie, this bill would also give each state the option to either continue launching new marijuana markets or to maintain a ban. There's a lot of interesting stuff in this bill. If I could just go on a little bit more.
Please do.
Thank you. It would also establish a new federal regulatory framework to treat marijuana like alcohol by splitting industry oversight between the U.S.
FDA,
which is huge for medical use.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
huge.
Big news. The U.S. Department of Agriculture for Farmers and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives for adult use marijuana products and industry enforcement. The Treasury Department's Tax and Trade Bureau would also have jurisdiction over interstate cannabis commerce, according to a further analysis from Mace's office. Another big thing here is this is huge. I hope everybody's sitting down for this one. They want to remove all federal criminal penalties related to marijuana consumption and possession, as well as expunging most nonviolent marijuana criminal convictions, pardon me. That is huge in itself. I mean,
so
you
know what? Wait,
days.
This is. Wait. I just have to take a breath here because this is a game changer on so many levels.
So many levels.
But can you imagine 20 years ago, you were busted for having possession of a joint and you're still in jail? It is.
Yes. So let's say you were hanging out in Bronx, New York. You were smoking a joint, hanging in with your friends on the stoop, relaxing, and a cop came up to you and said, guess what? You're smoking a joint, you're going to jail, you had a bad lawyer, and now you're in jail for 20 years over a joint. It's ridiculous.
That's right. And it's happened. And it's happening to thousands and thousands of individuals. I find that when there is so much that needs to be changed in our penal system.
And I agree with you.
That junk is going on. Come on. Give me a break, everybody.
This needs
to be rectified.
Absolutely. We should make mention that this is not one race or religion. This is happening to everybody. Every single body.
Yes.
Everybody in America has been wrongfully locked up or accused of smoking and enjoying and have suffered the consequences the horrible situation. I hate to, you know, be on the soapbox here, but again, we just want to remind everybody that this law, this bill, will remove all federal criminal penalties related to marijuana consumption or possession, as well as expunge most nonviolent marijuana criminal convictions. That's huge. It's so big. It's a big news. I've reported on this show in so long.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
That's and you know, there's one more thing in this bill that's very important that we have to make mention of. It's not as big as the last part, but it's big nonetheless. And it's to establish a 3% federal tax for marijuana products. That is huge. Huge, huge, huge as well. That will raise a lot of money, a lot of taxes, a lot of income for the government, and hopefully for the residents and citizens here in the United States.
I think that this story has so much. It's just very exciting, very, very exciting, and it's a wonderful way to
get all of this.
I
went to Amsterdam. In one bill. I went to Amsterdam like three times in my life, over 20 years ago, and I was thinking, like, when I was there, would this ever happen in the United States? Whether it be recreational, whether it be medical, anything. I said, absolutely not. This is never going to happen. 20 years ago, that was my prediction. And I'm beyond shocked that everything like this is going on. I'm happy. I'm excited. And this is really going to change in a lot of ways. I mean, look how it's affected just Colorado or just one state. How many billions of dollars it's been bringing in. And now if every state can do this, it's a game changer. It really is.
It really is. And the other piece to this story that I want to mention, because this is such an important story. There was a little girl that lived in New Jersey and wanted to use CBD.
Right.
And she couldn't. Charlotte. And that's where the Sterling Brothers created Charlotte's Web, one of the innovative
organizations.
Oh, they're brilliant, these brothers. And
yes.
And they created this opportunity for this little girl to get her entourage effect for her epilepsy, and we're still not understanding the power of this plant. It blows my mind. Now, I'm not talking about the salaciousness of going out and getting stoned and being irresponsible. What I'm talking about on this show is to educate people that this plant has the width and the breadth to be a changer in every arena, environmentally, with the soil, mentally, physically, in every way.
Economically
and financially.
Well,
and financially, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you remember a story I brought you, I don't know, about a year ago, about a little girl who had Fox GM1 syndrome?
Oh, yes.
And she was a 6-year-old. She was on a 1-year-old level. She was having seizures on a daily basis, and her mother gave her CBD drops, and that really cured her, epilepsy and seizures and whatever else. And now she's functioning, you know, so much better, and it's all because of CBD.
Love it, love it. And we have a regular that comes on the show. The same thing, Ruby. Ruby has been seizure-free for 4 years now, taking her daily Ruby Bees honey sticks with CBD in them, and they have changed her. They have changed her life. So, you know, we're seeing this throughout the country, these wonderful feel-good stories. And don't we need a feel-good story in this world today? Come on,
absolutely.
Mark, don't we?
You know, absolutely. I'm not a big CBD guy, as you're fully aware of. I'm more of a THC guy. But, you know, it does wonders for me, recreational and medically. And, you know, I recommend it really highly to everybody and everybody who's turning their back on this, either CBD or hemp or cannabis or THC or whatever it is. Check it out. Try it out in the privacy of your own home. And, you know, don't let anybody influence you in any which way, but just try it out for yourself. And maybe it will change your life or make you feel better in some kind of way.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. By the way, I also just want to mention that I took I'm a big bath person. It kind of helps me with the stresses in life. And last night I took my tub with the most beautiful CBD soaking balm. And I have to tell you, I got out of that tub, and within a very short amount of time, I was asleep. It really just chills you right out, and I had a lovely, lovely, solid sleep. So
wow,
I didn't even have to adjust.
And you didn't invite Ted or I to come over?
No, I didn't. I know it. How silly of me. Well, anyway, we have, and talking about sustainable, there's a story that we're going to come back to that is the packagings are seeking more sustainable solutions as well. You have that story for us. A lot more coming up. And Connecticut, headline, another story. Connecticut, you say, is set to launch recreational cannabis market before New York. Interesting. We'll be back in a moment with our dear friend, Mark Goldman, GoldmanMcCormick.com. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Mark Goldman. Welcome back, Mark Goldman, managing partner of Goldman McCormick PR firm. So, Mark, you are sharing with us some great stories today, but you know, you must not be a very happy camper to hear that Connecticut is set to launch recreational cannabis before New York.
You know what? I'm not a happy camper at all, but luckily it's only about an hour from me, so not a horrible drive. Anyway, Connecticut's projected $750 million recreational marijuana market is unlikely to match the size of neighboring New York, but it's poised to launch first and might turn out to have as strong, if not stronger, of a social equality program, according to industry experts. The state regulators said recently they are aiming for a full launch by the end of 2022, while New York's projected $2 billion-plus market likely is to start really at the spring of 2023, which I am not happy about at all. But hey, if Connecticut has their stuff together first, good for them.
Oh, boy. You know, I was talking about sustainability, and I think that this industry really, really can truly be trend-setting because everybody is really concerned about environmental issues in this world right now.
You know what? This industry is trend-setting already, so I agree with that. Marijuana and hemp packaging companies are searching for more environmentally friendly and sustainable options to attract consumers who are more, you know, conscious about buying products that are packaged using green materials. I mean, the whole package should be green, right? While the return on investment might not immediately show up in the bottom line for cannabis companies, Frankie, using non-recyclable plastic is still considerably cheaper for most products. Mainly in the industry, believe the overall investment is worth it. And you know what? I'm going to have to agree. I think you really have to use recycled paper and recycled everything and make it super environmentally friendly for this kind of product.
I also think it makes sense. It does make sense. I think that there are many industries. There are many industries that really need to get their act together when it comes to the environment. I'm sorry. They just do.
And especially
I think, yes, absolutely, absolutely. The waste is just crazy. The packaging alone is crazy. So, yes, let's give this a nice little wonderful thumbs up for this. Thumbs up,
absolutely.
Thumbs up.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Why do you think you have a story you're bringing to us about Colorado? What's going on there? Tell us what is happening.
In Colorado, this is a weird story. So Colorado marijuana sales shrink to $181 million in September. What do you mean it shrunk to that amount? That's such a horrible amount, really? Anyway, sales of regulated marijuana in Colorado totaled more than $180.1 million in September alone, according to a summary published by the state revenue department. The monthly sales figures include roughly $150.8 million in recreational marijuana transactions and roughly about $30 million in medical marijuana purchases. Colorado's Farming September sales totals represent a month-over-month decline of nearly 6.1% from August, when the state tallied nearly $192 million in cannabis sales. On an annual basis, September sales declined nearly 12.3% compared to the same month in 2020. But we got to also think about it. In 2020, everybody was at home. They were doing nothing. They had more time to utilize marijuana.
True. Yes. Yes.
But the big thing here is this really an issue? $181 million in September? What's the issue here? Who cares if it went down a little bit? This is a major amount of money. A lot of businesses are making a lot of money off marijuana, THC, CBD, whatever it might be, products. And there's a lot of taxes being made for the state. This is, I don't think this is really a bad thing, personally.
No, I don't either. So,
you know, some businesses, they go up and down and they lose money and they gain money and whatever else. But bottom line is close to $200 million in 1 month in one state. It's crazy.
Nice. Nice. So you have the tri-state area, New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York.
Right.
What's going on with New Jersey and cannabis, please?
Hey, Jersey. Anyway, New Jersey is starting to accept adult use marijuana applications next month. This is very, very interesting news. So they're going to start taking grower, processor, and testing lab license applications in December as the state's potential $2 billion adult-use marijuana market edges closer to launch. The applications will be open December 15th, while dispensary applications can be submitted beginning March 15th, 2022. So, Frankie, that doesn't mean that those businesses will be the first to sell adult-use marijuana products. In fact, they probably won't be. You know, still very interesting story. Existing medical marijuana operators are pressing the state to sell recreational marijuana now, arguing they are producing enough to supply both the medical and the recreational markets. So regulators really don't want to share any more information about this, but, you know, we should be hearing some more information about it soon. Very, very, very interesting. And it's of course, Jersey's backwards. That's how they all are, you know? So, hey.
Yes, yes.
Can I tell you?
So, Mark, you're going to be able to get probably New Jersey, Connecticut before New York.
You know what? It drives me crazy. It drives me crazy, absolutely. But it is what it is. The recreational cannabis market in New York won't get off the ground for another 18 months. When I saw this, I was going to cry. Meaning the program won't launch until mid-2023, the state top marijuana regulator said. I don't know, gigantuan. But the biggest news, other than the first story that we reported, was Biden signs the infrastructure bill yesterday to promote, which is also promoting marijuana research by encouraging access to dispensary products. So this is really, really big news, and I'm glad that this was a part of that infrastructure bill.
Yes, so it's encouraging access to do some real
right.
evidence-based information.
Studying the actual marijuanas that consumers are purchasing from state legal dispensaries instead of having to use
right.
own government-grown cannabis. So that's a, you know, that's a big deal.
I love that. I think it's awesome. I think this is an awesome story, and it's a great story.
And you know what the other thing is, real quick? The legislation also encourages states that have enacted legislation laws to educate people about impaired driving. So obviously, you know, if you're drinking and driving, it's a big thing. Now if you're smoking marijuana or doing edibles, that's also a big thing.
It should be a big thing as well. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Agreed.
I'm right there with you. Absolutely. Thank you so much as always. Give us the website as we say goodbye to you, Mark Goldman.
GoldmanMcCormick.com. Check it out. Send us an email. I would love to hear from anybody.
Wonderful. We will take a quick break and be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oregano.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, continues. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is so nice to have you with us. And we welcome Doug Chalupik to the show. He's the CEO of his own company. He was born in Redwood City. He has spent the last 12 years creating and leading seven successful cannabis businesses. And during that time, Doug has operated cannabis retail businesses for nine of those years, cultivation businesses for eight of those years, and manufacturing businesses for six of those years. And prior to joining the cannabis industry, Doug also acquired an additional 12 years of experience in marketing, brand creation, and advertising. And so I have to ask you, Doug, you're one of the early pioneers in this industry. It's so nice to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, I would definitely say I was doing it before it was the trend and the cool industry to be in, that's for sure.
So you began doing this. You founded Medmar Healing Center, which was a medical cannabis dispensary in San Jose. Tell us about
and
why that was such a great experience for you.
Well, it was really a formidable experience, to be perfectly honest. So I've been around and been using cannabis since 1997. In 96, they passed California state legalization for medical use. So I was one of the first, in the first 3,000 or so legal people in the state of California to be able to use cannabis back in early 1997. So then fast forward, give or take 20 years, and found that San Jose was going to have some regulations. And we very quickly, two buddies of mine, said, hey, we thought this was going to be the easiest thing ever. We knew lots of people. We had lots of connections in the area. We thought we were going to pop some money at it. We were going to barely work and sell a bunch of cannabis and, it was many, many years of very hard work and trying to walk a black and white line in a very gray industry at that time, and at, Fed kicking in doors. Luckily, we were able to avoid any raids or any of that. But it's very interesting, and it changed the perception of how the industry really operates from the inside out, which led kind of through the pathway of having retail and figuring out, oh, we needed to have cultivation, and opening up cultivation and realizing, that there's really people are using this for actual medicine. They're actually not just to get high. And it really then opened the thought of there needs to be places that are researching this and actually diving deeper into this. And it's really what started the passion of diving into understanding and unlocking the real value of cannabis through its medicinal component.
So that experience opened your eyes to a lot of things. And my program, what I really am trying to do is just to educate people. And I keep saying this, to the breadth and the scope of where the endless potential is for this plant, whether it be those of you that need pain relief topically with CBD, those of you that need the entourage effect, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But go back to where are we, do you think, as someone who's been doing this for so many years now, where are we in educating people? I feel we still have a long way to go. What do you think, Doug?
Oh, we just barely scratched that circle. In all reality, I think there's select groups who have really started doing and digging into the research, and they're kind of regional as well in select areas of the world because it's more conducive for that research. But in totality, I think as a society, I think we know very, very little. I think the educational component of what this plant and other plant-based medicines can unlock and are unlocking, I don't want to say is unlimited, but at the end of the day, we know very little. And society as large has a massive education because we don't, I think it goes back to where we are. As a society, we live in a disease care state instead of a health care system. I mean, we'll be able to get there Sorry, I was dropping my little one off here while we're chatting. We unfortunately, most of healthcare is caring for disease. It doesn't actually attempt to make people healthier, which is fundamentally, I think, that's a core root of why our system's broken. And why plant and plant-based medicines have been used for thousands and thousands of years, and the understanding that they can help heal the body in ways that, you know, we as Westerners typically don't understand, it is somewhat a foreign concept for a lot, but it actually is proven to really work.
So I want to ask you, when you opened this facility in San Jose, you thought it was just going to be an opportunity to work closely with the city and do lots of great things. And how did it all end for you? And is it still going on?
Yeah, no, still going on. Like I said, it started off something that we thought was going to be very easy, open the doors and have a flood of people. Well, we did. We opened the doors and we went from having 10 competitors to 160 competitors and police kicking in the doors and unregulated. And I co-chaired the referendum that overturned an unworkable ordinance and rewrote the new ordinance and raised 50,000 signatures and got extremely politically active and negotiated. The 16 collectives in the city of San Jose were negotiated with me sitting at the head of the table with the city to negotiate what we as an industry needed to be a viable industry to actually survive. So it very
yes.
much right from,
yes.
hey, let's open something and sell some pot and make a lot of money to let's get into this industry. And honestly, I sold my house. I ended up living off of savings for 2 years because that's just what it took. As you know, bootstrap, we opened the place for $49,000, and now it would take you over $1.5 million to open a place. So the times are very different.
Isn't that amazing?
But it's been a massive
yes.
education. Yeah, yeah. And it really, you know.
Isn't that crazy? Crazy. So tell me,
yeah.
Did your family and relatives think you were nuts? You're crazy doing this. What are you risking?
You know, it was definitely at the time when it's funny. I was newly divorced at that time, and it was do we tell people you're in the cannabis industry? Maybe you know, are you in sales? It was just an interesting time, you know, 12 years ago. Whereas now
yeah.
it's like, oh, I heard you might be in the cannabis industry. Like, tell me more. And it became the very, you know, this polarizing compound really changed how society and perception. It went from this illegal bootstrap to it's not quite as socially acceptable as having a beer now. But, it you know, give it another 10 years and it'll probably be the same.
So one of the things that there are so many compounds in this, so many pieces to this plant, so many pieces to this plant, Doug. And if you wouldn't mind, let's talk about how it can be a game changer. Just talking about terpenes for just a moment and how many there are in this plant.
Yeah, there are hundreds, well, arguably thousands of compounds in the cannabis plant. And to actually understand what does the plant down to kind of core buckets and understanding the root of what some of these compounds do, whether it's a cannabinoid like THC or CBD, which is most popular that most people know about, other minor cannabinoids that have other on the human body, CBG, THCV, or if it ends up being terpenes that have, you know, light
right.
is used at a wind test and.
Right, right. Let's continue this after we take a quick break. Give us the best website how people can find out more about you, Doug, and the companies and all the things that you're working with.
JuvaLife.com is our main website, www.juvalife.com. You can find all the information about our company and our retail sites and our publicly listed.
Wonderful. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's the My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
We welcome back Doug Klopik. Welcome back, Doug. Doug is...
Hey, Frankie.
What a story. Java Life began in 2018. Doug is one of the oldest people I think I've talked to besides Ed Siegel that's been in the industry for a lot of years. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk. You know, you just dropped off your little girl to school in California, and I was just saying to you, does she know what daddy does? And tell everybody what the answer you gave me.
Yeah, of course she knows what dad does. There's nothing wrong with what dad does, and I own a lot of businesses and retail and work hard, support our family, and we help a lot of people, and we're doing good for the world. And so there's no reason why she should not know what dad does.
I love that you're so open with her. And that, because that's the reality. That is the reality. Of course, you do. Kids are so smart, they figure it out anyway.
With critical thinking. Yeah, absolutely.
And as you are looking at this plant from research, the research part, where do you see the future? Because it seems to me that we talked earlier, we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of the tremendous benefits this plant holds.
Yeah, there's so many benefits that we have yet to even unlock. You know, we started down the path of we have something backwards from a lot of pharmaceutical industries side. We have tens of thousands and millions of people who have been using this plant for hundreds, if not thousands of years. We anecdotally know this plant is safe. We anecdotally know that this plant sometimes helps people sleep, sometimes helps seizures stop, sometimes helps pain be alleviated, sometimes works on a lot of things, doesn't always work for everything. It is not a cure-all for everyone in everything, like snake oil of CBD that many think. But at the end of the day, it does help a lot of people for a lot of things. And understanding who it helps, why it helps, what conditions it helps, and getting to the root of why does this specific thing, or is there something specific in cannabis, a compound, a terpene, a cannabinoid, or something else that actually creates a mode of action in the human body that you can replicate and take it through a clinical pathway to actually see if that is truly validated using Western protocols. And that's really what my company, Juva Life, has established, is we have the retail side of the industry that does cash flow and builds and supplies, you know, a lot of jobs and does a lot of revenue for the company. But the real passion is unlocking the true science and value of cannabis. And we have a hypothesis that there is, and I think you might be touching on this, is that, you know, there's just multiple compounds together as there is the entourage effect. And not saying that that is or isn't, but we believe that there are other compounds that are more potent, potentially in their individual, that can affect inflammation in the human body. And those are two of the announcements we've recently made, some of the patents we've recently filed, and the pathway that we're going on right now. It's incredibly exciting.
Oh, my gosh. Very exciting, Doug. Congratulations. So can you share with us some of the research that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have kind of in parallel, we have up to 2,000 patients who have been approved through the Western IRB, which is the Institutional Review Board, to take up to 6 different cannabis products. And we're monitoring, there's 3 different products for each ailment, 6 different ailments, and we're monitoring the use of those products through a patient-reported outcome research registry, which creates, in essence, a validated baseline of best-in-class products and how people use them and how effective they are or they're not for their particular symptoms. And while that's happening on the same pathway, in parallel, we have the chemistry department, which has spent the last, give or take, a year dissecting the cannabis plant, putting it into what are in essence called marcuches or buckets of related compounds, and then getting to their root of those related compounds in the plant, whether that's CBD or whether that's THC or any of the other hundreds of terpenes and many, many cannabinoids. And then there's a whole bunch of other compounds in the cannabis plant that most have not studied. I don't know actually of almost any commercial facilities researching them. And they are not cannabinoids, and they are not terpenes, and that is what we focused on. The little thing that almost everybody didn't know existed or overlooked. And it has shown to be more potent on its own than almost anything else in the cannabis plant. It is, we believe this to be truly groundbreaking when stacked up against other compounds, like Tylenol and, commercially available, inflammation drugs. It's off the charts. Orders of magnitude stronger. And,
we're
taking it through
exciting.
A clinical pathway now. Yeah, and it has many implications because it controls many, many different inflammation pathways in the human body at an extremely potent level. And because of that, its clinical indications for being a pharmaceutical drug is extremely, extremely high. And so now we're walking it down the pathway to see dosing and toxicology and take it to the,
all
to the
of
next
those
step.
Things, yeah. Well, this has been... Please come back and keep us posted. How exciting. I'm so thrilled we had an opportunity to meet you today, Doug. This is great news and very, very, very happy to hear this. We're out of time. Give us the website real quick, please.
Juvalife, www.juvalife.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Juvalife.com. I'm Frankie Boyer. You are listening to Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I hope you learned as much as I did today, because it really was a great show. Thanks for being with us today. And as always, make it a great day, everybody, and smile.
Maybe ever so near, and if you smile through your fears and sorrows, smile, and maybe tomorrow, you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. But smile.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and your host, Frankie Boyer.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.